So just a little bit of raid as it relates to the Gemara that we just learned, and really to, you know, some of the Gemaras that we learned a little bit recently. And this is some classic raid, some not such famous raid, Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, but again, just Yesoidus in terms of learning Yevamos, Abyssal Vimelantis in the Koisli Beis HaMedrash. And that is the Mordechai in the fourth parak of Masechtas Yevamos, in Parak HaCholitz, he brings that many of the Ge'onim said a Gevaldig Chiddush. The Ge'onim said that what happens if you have two brothers? One of them dies, he leaves over no children. However, the brother that died was a mummer. So for example, he was a mashumid. He left the Yiddish way completely. Maybe he converted out of being a Yid. Maybe he's a Mechal Shabbos Beferhesya. Maybe he's a mummer l'chol ha'tayrekula. But he's a mummer. He's someone that halacha deems not to be treated like a Yid. If he would die and leave over no children, the Ge'onim, as quoted by the Mardechai, said, the brother that's alive, Shimon, would not have a mitzvah to do Yibam. The same would be true in the event that Reuven was an upgitin Yid, and he died, left over no children, but he left over a Yavama. Reuven has a brother, but this brother is a Meshumet. He's a mummer. Say the Ge'onim, that Eishnis Reuven would not fall a Yibam. What does that mean? She doesn't need Chalitza if she wants to get married. There's no Loisase in the Torah of Loisia, Eishnis Ameis Achutza Lirza. The question is why? And the Mardechai discusses it. And Toich Dvarav, the Mardechai quotes from Rishonim, that the Rishonim said that the Hezber in this Shita that permeated the Ge'onim is because we find the different areas in Halacha that if it says in the Torah there's a requirement of Achicha, of an Ach, it means that it's a person that keeps Torah mitzvah. So for example, it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to charge a Yid Ribbis. And when it says that there's an Isser Ribbis, it says don't take Ribbis me Achicha. Don't take Ribbis from your brother. And the Rishonim say, it's a Gemara, that if someone's a Mummer, if someone's a Meshumet, there's no Isser to take Ribbis. Why? Because he's not Achicha. Because a Yid is considered a chicha, he's considered a brother when he behaves like a brother. But if he doesn't behave like a brother, he loses his schus of being considered a brother. So when it says in the Torah, don't take ribbons from your brother, it means you're behaving like a brother. But if you're a meshumid, even though your mother's Jewish and your father's Jewish, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you'll love a chicha, and as a result, you're not going to have a din of a Yid. So zok the Mordechai. You want to know pshan in the Shnita Saga Oinim? That's the pshan. What's the makar to the mitzvah of Yibum? It says, ki yeshvu achim yachtav. Brothers, once we find that in halacha, someone that's a mummer is not considered achicha, he's not considered a brother, so based on that, says the Mardechai, a mummer will be mufka from Yibum. And it doesn't matter which side of the equation the mummer's on. Because ki yeshvu achim is describing Reuven and Shimon. It's describing the brother that died, and it's describing the Yavam, the brother that has a mitzvah to do Yibam. But if either one of them is going to be a mummer, so now you're not going to have the mitzvah of Yibam. Why? Because he's not mechlal ochicho, kimavur in hilchis ribis, and kimavur b'shar mekoymes in halach. As I state the Mardechai in Perek HaChayetz. The emes is, if you think about this Mardechai for 1 second, this might be the shverest Mardechai in history. It's a pella, it has no pshat. It's impossible to even read. Why? What's the pella? When it says in the Torah, you shouldn't charge ribbis from your brother, what does the Torah mean? The Torah means from your brother as opposed to your first cousin, that's okay? No, what it means is don't take ribbis from a Yid. Why? Because we're all brothers. We're mamish brothers? No, not literally, figuratively. In fact, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim that why do you find that the Torah refers to Yidden as being brothers, quote unquote? The reason, says the Rambam, is because the Eibishter said, Bonim Atam LaHashem Elokeichem. What's the definition of a brother? Definition of a brother is you share a common parent. So if we're all Bonim LaHashem, so that means we all have the same parent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by definition, just the textbook legal definition of what a brother is, that would make us all brothers. Because Bonim Atam LaHashem Elokeichem, we have the same tata, and if we have the same tata, then by definition it makes us brothers. As they say in Rambam and Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. So it's in that vein that the Torah says, don't take ribbis and from a yid because he's a chicha. But the Torah doesn't mean a biological brother. The Torah means he's your brother. Why? Because banim atam l'Hashem lekechem. Because he's a yid. Al zen nemar, that if he doesn't behave like a yid in halach, he's not treated like a yid. Now, this has to do with the machloikis, Ramein Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Kachruyim Banim, the Chuvas HaRajba, the Ramon Hilchsavelis, the Enkam Akonim. But the point is that the reason there's an idea of someone that's a mummer and a meshumen not being a chicha, because a chicha doesn't mean biological brother. It means you're a yid, you're a member of the tribe. Well, guess what? You can lose that schus if you don't behave properly. And that's what Chazal meant when they said that a person is not michal a chicha. Oh, but when it says in Yevamos, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, what does it mean, achim? Two Jews? No, achim means your biological brother. So if it means biological brother, what's gay meron that he's a meshumid? What's gay meron that he's a chal shabbos befarhesia? The word ach, it's the same word, it's spelled the same, it's pronounced the same, the mikra and the mesoiris are the same, but it's not the same word. Avad, it means something completely different. Achichan halacha means another yid. Al zen nemar, if you're not michal achicha, you can dare. Oh, but when it comes to yibum, yibum kiyesh v'achem yachtav means your biological brothers. Like the Gemara says, it means you have the same father. That's what it means. So if it means your biological fathers, t'mechayra, vos meint the mar, yishtelin tzu achichan hilchas ribis, to achichan hilchas yibum. You know, asks this kash, everybody. The Beis Yosef here in Evin Ezer, it's in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. Listen to some of the sprach of the Beis Yosef. V'yesh l'tmoya al misha ol al daitai heter zeh v'al mar Yehudoi goyim shenichta b'shmoy mishum de gemiri. And he says, I think the reason this mistake happened is because we have a tradition, the Ma'orei Nayim Hava, that Mar Yehudoi, who's the original goyim that this was attributed to, he was a Ma'orei Nayim. It was difficult for him to see. Ulefamim koisvin talmida b'shmoy. And sometimes his talmidim would write over Torah in his name. Mashloi olal daitai. And they would write things that he never had a havamino to say. Ach. So says the Beis Yosef, even though it's brought down in the name of Mar Yehudoi goyim, and Imam ben Munah Shleim, he never said it. But this is one of those things that were written by one of the Talmidim. See, so I'm not even asking Amar Yudai going, because it's posh with me, he never said this. Ach, al Talmid of Akoisvin ken yesh l'tamayah. Or he said, oh, but the Talmid couldn't be Azam, or it's not possible. The Talmid must have also had a little shaykhis to learning. And not just that, val bal ho'itur shehetik devreim. He said the bal ho'itur, echel min arishoinim. He quoted it, lomalei rotfam. That's his lashon. Why wasn't he right of that? Imam should have been right of that. He should have chased him out of his medrash. See, Imam is tiny shtusim. It doesn't make any sense. How is it possible? The David Poshetu, She'en Ledvarim Elu Shoirish Va'anaf V'loi Shum Tzad Smach Klal. Azoi Shteit the Beis Yosef. Uncharacteristic for the Beis Yosef. Very, very sharp. So the Beis Yosef says Poshet has no pshat, and the reason it has no pshat is we're mamish for being medama, two things that have no shaykhs to each other. We're taking Chazal's understanding of the word Achicha when it's referring to another year versus Chazal's understanding to the word Achicha when we're talking about Kiyesh V'achem Yachta. Stating that, it's Yodua, that the Avnei Meluim, right here in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the Baal Ktsoi Sachoshin said a teretz nifla to say pshat in the Mordechai. And that is, that what's the makar that Achim has to be Achim in Ahav? We just learned the Gemara. The Gemara really brought two makars. One makar is, Kiyesh v'achim yachta. What does yachta mean? It means miyuchadim benachlo. And additionally, the Gemara brought Gzeir Shava Achim, Achim. It's learned out from the Bnei Yaakov. But the makar, or at least one of the two makars that the Gemara brought to the halacha, that Yibum is only by Achim and Oav, is from the fact that it says, Kiyesh bo Achim Yachtov, and Achim Yachtov means, Miyuchadim Benachlo. So what does it mean, Miyuchadim Benachlo? So it says to Avni Melun, you want to know what Miyuchadim Benachlo means? What it means is, quote, it's referring to two brothers that are Ru'uyin Leiresh Ze'ezeh, that's number one, and number two, Sheyorshin Nachla Achas. That's the way the Avni Melun quotes Rashi. Sheyorshin Nachla Achas, Miyorshin Ze'ezeh. Says Och Avni Meluim, you know what the definition of Achim is? Achim and Av, right? Of course. Why Achim and Av? Because they have to be brothers in Yerusha. What does it mean they have to be brothers in Yerusha? Och Avni Meluim. Number one, they both yarshin their father. The father dies, the sons are getting yarshin. And number two, they're yarshin zezet. They yarshin each other. Says Och Avni Meluim. The halacha is that if a man dies and he leaves over a son, and the son is a meshumid, he's a mumel lekala Torah kula, the halacha is that the son does not yarshin his father. It's halacha. He doesn't yarshin his father. He's mufka from the halacha of Nachlois. So Zokhtav Nimu, it's poshit. That's what the Goyna meant. What they meant was, is that being that you find as a concept, that a mummer can lose his status as a yid, and one of the places you find it, lemaises in Hilchis Nachlois, and the definition of an ach in Yibum is based on Hilchis Nachlois. Because Kiyesh v'achim yachta v'achim and av. Why? Because they're Ruyin Leirish. So being that it's based on Dina Yerushna, that's the whole makar, that's the whole origin to this concept. So if that's the case, if you would have a man that would die, or that would leave over a child that's a mumer, being that he wouldn't yarshin his father, so it comes out that him and his brother are not brothers in Yibum. He said, that's pshat in the Goyinim. The Goyinim held that if Reuben and Shimon are achim, and one of them is a mummer, it doesn't matter which one. The halacha is that there won't be yibum. Why? Because even though they're brothers, but at the same time, they're brothers that aren't subject to Dine Yerusha together. And because they're not subject to Dine Yerusha together, they're as if they would have been Achim and Oeim. Because what's the makar that Achim and Oeim are not considered Achim? It's based on the fact that it says Kiyesh V'Achim Yachtov. And Kiyesh V'Achim Yachtov means that it has to be Miuchadim and Nachla. And what's Miuchadim and Nachla? She'yorshin Nachla Achas V'yorshin Zeh. So if that's the case, if you would have now two brothers that are not able to Yarshin together, so therefore they're not any better than Achim and Oeim. So Zokta Avnim Elohim, being that a Muma doesn't Yarshin, so it comes out that even if he's Achim and Ahav together with his brother, but he's not really Achim and Ahav, and if he's not really Achim and Ahav, it's for that reason that he's not going to be able to do Yibum. And that's the pshat in the Gaonim when they said that, oh, because he's a mummer, he doesn't have a din of a yid. They didn't mean because it says Achim. They meant because Achim by Yibum is totally a Nachlo, and Azaz Sol Bruda doesn't have a din Nachlo, and because he doesn't have a din Nachlo, it's for that reason he's going to be Mufka. Ad kan devreim ha-mefursamim shala'avni malon. Oh, but the emes is, it's Yodua that Chassam Sofer and others were matmi on this Avni Melon. The Chassam Sofer is in Shailos HaTshuva Chassam Sofer. It's in Evin Ezer Beis. It's Simenai and Dalet. He says it's a beautiful shtickel Torah from the Avni Melon. There's one problem. The Avni Melon didn't have the same Rashi apparently that we had. We read the Rashi three times on purpose when we went through the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? That what's the definition of Miyuchadim Benachla Haru'uyin Leiresh Ze'ezeh? Miuchadim and Achla means they're able to yarshin each other. When the Avni Melum quoted Rashi, this is the way he quoted it. He said, what does it mean, Miuchadim and Achla? She yarshin Nachla achas, fi yarshin zeze. They yarshin one Nachla and they yarshin each other. Now, the way the Avni Melum has Rashi's girsa, it's very good. It's a very nice Torah. It's because they have to be yarish Nachla achas. A ben that's a mummer doesn't yarshin his father. As a result, they're not Yerush Nachla Achas, these two brothers. So they're not any better than Achim and Oeim. And that's Pshad and the Goyim that said that if there's a Mummer, there's not going to be any Dine Yibum. The problem is it's not what Rashi says. What Rashi says is, Miuchadim and Achla means, Haru'uyin Leirej Ze'ezeh. Leirej Ze'ezeh, if you have two brothers and one of them is a Mummer, the Halach is the Mummer, in theory, would be able to Yarshin his brother. We have no Makar anywhere that he can't. And if we have no Makar anywhere that he can't, so Mehechatesa he can't. So we have to assume he could. And if he could, so then if you have two brothers where one of them is a Mummer, even though it's true they wouldn't be able to Yarshin their father together, or be Yarshin Ze'ezeh Mehechatesa not. And if that's the case, is Lechayra, is Arab to Avni Malum's Teretz. So the Chassam Sofer says, B'mechilas Kfoy Teiras Shal Avni Malum, he had a Girsa and a Rashi that I've never seen. I've never seen such a Girsa. None of the reason. No one brings such a Girsa and Rashi. So if no one brings such a Girsa and Rashi, it's a Pella where the Avni Malum even got this Girsa from. And the problem is, the whole Shtickle Torah of the Avni Malum is based on a Girsa that we don't have. So if it's based on a Girsa we don't have, Lechayra it's Arab to Teretz. But the emes is that if you look on the bottom of the Avni Meluim from Reb Jimmy Trofsky, so he brings that the emes is that even if we'll assume that the Avni Meluim maybe didn't have the Gersa that he quoted, but at the same time there's a pshat in this Avni Meluim, and the emes is the Avni Meluim is l'shitasai to what he wrote in Ktzoy Sachoshin and Simen Reish Nun Gimel, because the truth is that there's a big discussion in the Achroinim exactly how two brothers yarshin each other. So there's a whole Seder of Nachlas, right? A man dies, his children Yarshin, the Meiloi Ben, Bas, father, mother, right? There's a whole Seder of how Yerusha happens. At some point, brothers could Yarshin. But there's a Shaila how it works. Does it work direct? A brother actually has a schus to Yarshin his brother? Sada Andera, Uberoisham, the Ksois Achoshin and Reishon Gimel, and Reb Kiveger and Chuvas, Kuflam and Beis, I'd say it's not the way it works. But rather it works with what's known as Mishmush. What happens is the father Yarshin's Bekever, and then the son yarshins from his father. So it ends up in the same, it's just semantics, right? Just the lawyers have to figure out how to paper this. Oh, but lemaisa, you want to know how it works? It doesn't work that Reuven and Shimon are yarshining each other directly. Reuven dies, Yaakov is going to yarshin Reuven, and then Shimon is going to yarshin, but Yaakov's not alive. There's a concept, you can be Yerush Bekever, it's what's known as the idea of Mishmush. But the bottom line is, that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, it's the Yerush is going to have a day Mishmush. It's Zok, Reb Jimmy Trofsky, that it's the Avni Melum L'shitazai, the Avni Melum who said in Ktzois, in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, that had his Yerushas Ha'achim work, it works Ayidei Mishmosh. The way the Yerusha works is it works through the brothers, it works through the father. So if it works through the father, then when Rashi says they have to be Ruyin Leirej Zeh, then by definition it means they have to be Ruyin to Yarshin their father. Because if they can Yarshin their father, if the relationship, the yachas between the son and the father is upkahak, so that means there's no way for them to yashin each other either. And if there's no way for them to yashin each other, so there's a chsar in kiyeshvu achim yachtov, then not miyuchadim benachla. If they're not miyuchadim benachla, then no better than achim in o'aim. And just like achim in o'aim are excluded from the halachas of Yibum, so it's in that same vein, they would be excluded from the halachas of Yibum as well. This is the teretz from the Avni Miluim to explain the Shita Sagoinim. But the bottom line is you see the Beis Yosef was matmiya on the Shita Sagoinim. Beis Yosef really, really didn't like the Shita. I mean, the lashonis that he uses, right? The Dabar Pashur who she'in ledvarim elu shoyrish va'anaf v'loy shum tzad smach. There's absolutely no tzad in the world to be soymich on this Shita Sagoinim. And the Beis Yosef l'shitasai, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, in his Mechaber and Simon Kufno and Zion, he does not bring the Shitas HaGaonim. Fakir, he paskins that doesn't matter if the brother that died is a mummer or if the brother that's alive is a mummer. And even the Ramah goes together with the Mechaber and he says that a mummer is subject to the laws of Yibum, just like any brother is subject. He has one kula that in the event that the Yavama got married already and then afterwards she found out that there was a brother and the brother happened to have been a mummer, so there the Ramah says b'di'evid mamish she could be soymich on this Shitas HaGaonim. So it's a fascinating thing because this is the Shitas HaGaonim, right? We talk about Yeridus HaDairus Gaonim HaKamat like Amirayim, and this is a Shitas HaGaonim, and many Gaonim said this Abul Maisa ain l'dayin elamasha in of Rayas, and Achrayim really didn't understand the Shitas HaGaonim, and you see the Beis Yosef thought it was a tois, thought it was a mistake. And if it's a mistake, the Gaonim didn't say it. If they said it, that's one thing. But if it's a mistake, they didn't say it. And Lamaisa, all the Paiskim said not that way. We're not going to talk about this now. It got late early. But the emes is that there are many fascinating tshuvas that were written over the years where this was something that played out. Because the emes is, you can a woman that falls liyibum, if there's a brother that is not going to be miyabim her, obviously, and also doesn't want to do chalitza for whatever reason, this woman can end up in aguna. It can end up being a very, very big problem. And the truth is, in general, if you look at tshuvas from the Gedoyli Achroinim, you know, the Yehuda, the Chassam Sofer, all the Gedoyli Achroinim, in their tshuvas in Evin Ezer, there was a lot of Yevama Shailas, right? Today, it's much less shchiach. But once upon a time, there were real tshuvas that were written b'negei Yevamas, and very often it was dealing with a situation where you had a woman, she's a Yevama, she's on one side of the world, and her husband died with no children, and there's a brother that's living on the other side of the world. So go find them now. And what's the halacha? What happens if, like in our case, he's a mummer, he doesn't want to do chalitza. So you'd be very incentivized to be soymich on the Shitas HaGaonim. Mishum aguna akilu beirabonim. Befrayed you have a Shitas HaGaonim. But you see, the Achronim were very, very hesitant to ever be soymich on this Shitas HaGaonim, leaving a fascinating truth from the Neid of Yehuda on the table. Metz Hashem will pick it up in the coming days.